Welcome to Futureproof, the marketing podcast from Kantar, the world's leading marketing data and analytics company, and Side Business School, University of Oxford. In each episode, we speak with marketing leaders and share insights to help brands and business leaders navigate the ever-changing marketing landscape and hopefully dispel some myths and misconceptions along the way. I'm Jane Osler, and I'm EVP Global Thought Leadership at Kantar.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So our guest today is Pierre Caillot, who is CMO of KFC in France. And the reason why we have Pierre on the podcast today is because one of the ads that Pierre was responsible for was a winner in our very recent Kantar Creative Effectiveness Awards. So welcome, Pierre. Let's start talking about difference, because we know that one of the things that brands need to do to stand out and to maintain themselves in consumers' minds is to be meaningfully different. What would you say is KFC's key differentiating point?
Yeah, thank you, Jane, for the invitation. It's a pleasure for me to share some of our creative experience on the last years in KFC France. In KFC, we are thinking all our communication need to be read. This is the mantra we have. And the best way for us to be sure we will make the difference on the market. So all the connection with our consumer must be read as the acronym of relevant versus the category expectation. His has understandable and accessible, and every time truly distinctive, has bold and truly creative. So since 3 years, the effectiveness of our crispy brand platform is directly connecting to the red filter we applied in all the discussion with our agencies. This is a relevant brand platform. The crispy platform is 100% product-centric in a market drive by the taste, and it's the best way for us to build mouth-watering communication, as our brand challenge is on consideration, especially on taste and quality drivers. So it allowed us to create mouth-watering communication and reassure with product quality evidences. So for me, the relevancy is the first driver you must apply to be sure to deliver on key category expectation and on your brand challenge. This avoids creating a monster on communication. Secondly, your brand platform must be his as understandable creative proposition. The simplicity of your brand storyline is mandatory, as you must stay always very focused on your message. And for us, the crispy promise is obvious when you see our product. And at the end, it's mostly distinctive. Our crispy promise is unique and letting us the possibility to be totally creative, dealing with quality, promotion, or core with differentiation all the time, but always staying connected to our product. So my advice is that you must despise the blend, the beige, the cookie cutter, and uninspiring Heidi.
Okay, so crispy is something that you believe that only KFC can really own and is something that you amplify and magnify throughout your communications. So let's come on to talk about the ad that won our TV award in the Kantar Creative Effectiveness Awards for 2023. And the ad was called Origins, Pierre. It went back to the start of KFC and I think shows a KFC employee going back in time. Can you just tell us a little bit more about the ad first, and then we'll come on to some questions about it?
Yeah, this ad is about the transmission between our creator, the Colonel Sanders, and a young KFC team members. And for us, it's the best way to make travel the consumer in our brand story with authenticity, but at the same time with contemporary codes to modernize the brand. So there is for us 4 main creative drivers on this campaign that can explain the effectiveness of the communication. Firstly, this is a simple story. around the transmission between the colonel and the team member. A positive journey through time that gives meaning to the brand journey without making it too complex to understand. So the simplicity of the story for me is the first key efficient driver. Secondly, it's an authentic ode to our brand DNA and heritage. We maximize the capitalization on the best of our brand. The Colonel Sanders as a chef, the real creator of our KFC recipe 70 years ago, but also the fantastic American 50s imaginary, our brand origin territory. Thirdly, we modernized our heritage, creating ownable modern brand codes. With our main brand assets, the bucket, the red stripes, the crispy sound signature, but also new ownable codes, especially with a high creativity investment on the dedicated rap music we built. It gives more dynamic to the storyline, enjoyment, and new news to our message. And the last driver for me is that we enhance a simple and distinctive product truth in a market drive by the taste. We have the most incredible crispy product in KFC, a timeless recipe since 1952. So our ode to crispness is the best way for us to put our crave in the spotlight in a market full of boring and too soft products.
It's great. And it's very clear from how you speak about it, Pierre, that you love KFC and you love the brand and you're very invested in it, which is absolutely imperative for a CMO. And one of the things that we noticed in the advertising and we pointed out in the advertising was it is packed full of emotion, surprise. As you say, there's original music with original lyrics and light humour as well. And we know that humour is making a bit of a comeback, thank goodness, in advertising. What is your view on the use of emotion and humour and what roles they play?
Yeah, there is the emotion and humour is truly important for us. And we take care to reinforce, firstly, our strong equity in France. So with campaigns that authentically highlight our brand DNA, as we discussed, but also keeping a part of mystery and surprise. So we try to think our brand communication like a kind of positive moment to offer to the consumer and don't let the consumer get bored. So all our messages must be silent and cool. But at the end, it's not an easy way with the agency. So we found with Havas Paris a magic formula in the perfect matchup between our brand DNA and renewed cultural codes. It's giving more proximity and iconicity to your brand. And in our successful brand origins campaign, we infused in our brand many elements of surprise and modernity to make our story resonate today. The music is a game changer, clearly, but also the dynamic of our colonel swag, and at the end, the look of our casting. So we must offer escapists to consumer, and maybe it's a part of the magic formula we found on this campaign.
Fantastic. And the way we judge our ads in the Kantar Creative Effectiveness Awards, digital, social, TV, outdoor, whatever, is that they are effective. So they drive a short-term benefit in terms of sales, but they also drive long-term benefits in terms of brand building. So you talk about working closely with your agency here and the need to tap into relevant culture of the moment. So tell us a little bit more about your advertising and your communication strategy as a whole. What is it that makes your work cut through?
Yeah, on the media perspective, we apply and TV is playing a key role in our media strategy. This is our main media in terms of investment. And we see the TV as an enabler to protect our brand emergence in a tough market, a media that remains one of the most competitive in France regarding the massive reach we can deliver, and as a qualitative way to carry our brand message forward with a positive level of attention. So TV is strong in our plan and still a key media for us. However, since some years, we are optimizing our TV investment. We are increasing our media synergy. On brand campaigns, for example, we never play TV without out-of-home and digital amplification. But we're also betting on concentration of the media, delivering only one single and campaign at the same time, to focus efforts on consistency and repetition. We also reinforced the affinity of all our media plan, as brand creative need premium media plan with more peak time, more premium placements.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And at the end, we're investing more and more into cultural amplification. For example, on our Origins campaign, we created a Gen Z collection of clothes to make resonate KFC with lifestyle.
Great. Now, for marketers more generally, it is a tough time. It has been a tough time for many years, but there are other influences now, including we have a recession in many markets. We have inflation as well, which are affecting supply chain costs and pricing for products and services. So, you know, in straitened times, what would be your guidance be for other CMOs? I'm trying to tap you for ideas here. How do you get the best out of your marketing budget, and how would you advise other CMOs to do the same?
Yeah, it's not an easy way, but it's mandatory. So we see marketing not as a cost, but as a capital investment in our brand, especially when you have a marketing challenge on your top of the funnel. As in KFC France, we need to be focused on consideration and increase the gap we can have with the competition. So everything must be done to invest in your brand. So we must make all we can to increase and maximize our media spend on several dimensions. And in our case, in KFC France, we firstly operated a shift of all our media allocation and proved internally that we can have better business effects, refocusing our investment on brand core instead of value and promotion. We also maximized our media budget, concentrating the efforts on the best campaigns we are testing with Youcantar. Yeah, in KFC, we also organize annually the brief and production to make economy on this specific part of the spend. We discuss all the best ideas we can have, and at the end, organize the production to maximize the efforts on the creative, keeping the best options, trying to find all the time production synergy to be bold in our marketing plan. But at the end, we try to protect a sufficient production budget every year, allowing us to make creative difference, leveraging our proven creative assets, but keeping the luxury to renew all we can to make progress every year. It's for us vital to protect a strong ambition for the agency. So I therefore play with the breakdown of investment according to the strength of the ID without reducing overall investment capacity.
Great. So I hear you using the word protection a lot. So it's about preserving what is truly important for you in your brand communications. So let's think a little bit ahead now and look ahead to 2024. We're doing a piece on marketing trends for 2024, which will come out. But I'm interested to hear what your thoughts are about the big trends in marketing for next year.
Yeah. There is one first trend that can be very interesting. That's obvious, and it began since this year on the past one, which is the AI. This is the moment of AI, and with all our agencies, we discuss the capacity to optimize the discussion, be faster and more agile and more creative with the AI. But at the moment, we don't see many creatives impressive leveraging this new trend. So maybe the best is in front of us, and it will be for me the key game changer in the next year, in the capacity to be more creative and at a reduced cost. And for me the other trend interesting is the capacity to make some crossover between the new social media platform, especially like TikTok, and that change all the communication codes with more authenticity, more capacity to be more transparent as a brand, and it will be that sure change all the way to discuss with the consumer. So we will keep a strong brand moments, but we need to be maybe to leverage this new way of discussion and connection with the consumer to build new way to communicate, especially on the kind of historic media like TV or out of home.
So you've spoken about KFC there, Pierre, but what about other marketers? How should other marketers differentiate themselves from competitors?
This is a tough way, but my advice can be to build a simple and magic creative formula especially on your distinctive product or service. For example, in our case, our crispness had been in front of us for years, directly on our product. And our new product brand platform built on this key product promise was a game changer for all our communication and brand equity. And you must stimulate a high level of creativity, partnering with your agency, keeping this promise you found in all you do, even if it's brand, core, or value, and at the end, encode all you can with your best brand assets, but all the time in a cool way. You must give enjoyment to the consumer.
You've been listening to Future Proof from Kantar and Side Business School. For all episodes and more information, visit kantar.com or oxfordfutureofmarketing.com. If you enjoyed this, please leave a rating and a review and subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.